On this episode, we look at the 5 important lines of a histogram and how you can use those to get more details in your photo's highlights. This episode is supported by Jimdo.com, the amazingly quick and flexible way to build a professional website for your business or your personal projects. Show off your photography in style and build your website for free. And if you want to upgrade, save 20% on your first year with the Pro and Business packages with discount code TOPFLOOR at Jimdo.com/TOPFLOOR. That's Jimdo.com/TOPFLOOR. This is Tips from the Top Floor, episode 813 for Thursday, the 8th of March, 2018. Hey, and welcome. This is episode 813 of Tips from the Top Floor, coming to you straight from the Viewfinder Villa right outside the gates of Hanover in Germany. And my name is Chris. It's early in the morning. I'm pre-producing episodes because when you listen to this, let me look at the calendar. It is, when you listen to this, I'm pretty much gone. I'm on my way up to Norway, to Tromsø, where I will board the Nordlicht, the ship that I was on last May. And we will then, we is the crew plus 12 passengers will have a... I don't know how smooth the sailing will be, but we'll sail north, pretty much straight north up to Svalbard, the archipelago that we sailed around last spring. And once a year they take the ship from Norway up to Svalbard, and then at the end of the summer they take it back to the south, it's all relative. Svalbard is almost up at the North Pole, and or Spitsbergen, as it's also known. And the north of Norway is still pretty much in the Arctic, but it's south from the perspective of the North Pole. From up there, everything is south. So that's where I am as you listen to this, up on a ship on my way up to 80, almost 80 degrees north, which is Svalbard. And the owners of the ship... It's really nice because we had so much fun on the ship last spring, and I looked at their website for the ship. I'm going to link that in the show notes, and it was great in the 90s, which was web 1.0. Let's put it that way. And I suggested I offered that I could build a website for them, which I've done professionally for so long in one of my earlier lives that was an easy thing to offer, and they are so happy with it, and I'm so happy that I have that skill to do that for them. And we put that website on online, and it's a modern website, simple but modern. And then they told me that they will, in March, they will transfer up to Svalbard, and if I wanted to join just for the fun of it. And they offer that to a bunch of friends. Normally the ship holds 20 passengers. This is 12, so it's not as many. It's everyone gets to do a bit of work, maybe work in the kitchen, make breakfast, cook dinner, help out, be outside on deck of the ship to watch for icebergs and stuff. It's like a bunch of friends hanging out on a ship for up through the Barents Sea up to Svalbard, which again I've never been on this kind of a trip out in the open sea for so long. It's definitely gonna be a shaky ride. I will try my best to bring a lot of photos and video and some podcasts and stuff. I'm pretty sure we'll have plenty of time there. I also assume, knocking on wood really, really loudly here, because I'm not prone to seasickness that much, but again, this could be a bumpy ride in parts, so I don't know what to expect exactly. I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be a bit of an adventure for someone like me who isn't that sea all the time. And I will definitely bring back stories, that's for sure. And this episode and the next two episodes, that's what I'm going to pre-record for this. So you have something while I'm gone. And yeah, that's it for the intro. Let's get started with the first topic. Today, I want to talk about the five lines of the histogram. So if you ever used a histogram, hey, kudos. Histogram is an important tool for getting the right exposure. If you have never used a histogram, now you might find out why you want to learn how to use one. Again, quick explanation, what is a histogram? It's the statistics of your image. It's a brightness statistics of your image. And the x-axis is black on the left, white on the right. And the y-axis shows you how many pixels of that brightness are in the image. So if you have an all-black image, you'd have one vertical peak at the left of the histogram. There's no gray, no white pixels, just black pixels. If you have an all-white picture, you would have that vertical peak at the right. And if it's all gray, a vertical peak in the middle. And if it's a photo, like a proper photo, well, there might be a big black surface in the picture that gives you a lot of pixels very much on the left side of the histogram. And then there's a bright sky in the picture that will give you a peak on the right. And there's stuff that's somewhere in the middle of the road in terms of brightness, which gives you some stuff in the middle. So you'd have this little mountainscape kind of thing. Again, lots of good tutorials out on YouTube and other places. So learn how to use a histogram. And the thing I want to talk about is if you go back to episode 810, the Desert Island Challenge episode, where I asked you to, where I suggested an exercise where you take the same, a picture of the same thing from the same spot every day or regularly and build up a little library of different light situations, but with the same thing, so you can easily compare them. And if you've done a few of those, it's been a few weeks, you should now have that little collection of photos of the same thing, but at different lighting conditions. And if you go through those photos and look at their histograms, well, first of all, look at the photos themselves. They will be different. There will be some more high contrast pictures, some lower contrast, maybe an overcast day, which gives you lower contrast, or maybe a bright sunshine was out, which gives you higher contrast. And now look at the histograms. I mean, Lightroom, or pretty much most photo editing apps, will show you a histogram of the picture. And especially look at the histogram of like a picture with low contrast compared to a picture with high contrast. Try to spot the difference in the histogram. Do that right now. Do that right now. I'll pause, hit the pause button. I'll be here when you come back. All right. How was it? What did you find? What you should have found is that the contrasty images, e.g. the ones in the bright sunshine, have a histogram that is like it's stretched out to the left and the right. It is more left and right leaning. Like there is a lot of like stuff in the bright areas and a lot of stuff on the dark areas and left side, and not a lot in the middle. And we call it a bathtub histogram. So you have this U-shaped histogram almost. In the low contrast picture, it should be the opposite. The histogram should not have a lot at the far right and the far left, and it kind of bunches up in the middle. So that's how you can tell a contrasty from a not so contrasty photo. Now, there is no good or bad histograms. Let's get this out of the way right here. If someone tells you this is a horrible histogram, no, it's not. It's just a statistics of your image, and some pictures look just fine with a lot of overexposure, underexposure. But if you want to be precise, if you want to be correct, let's say correct. Here's a quick lesson on what looks good where in the histogram. Let's draw five lines on our histogram. And I'll start with three lines. The one is the left. It's a vertical line, by the way. So the one is the left edge of the histogram. The one is the right edge of the histogram. And the third one is straight down the center. So that gives us two halves of the histogram, pretty much. And now add two more lines between these lines, one at a quarter from the left and one at a quarter from the right. And that's the five lines of the histogram. And things fall on that histogram and they might look just fine there or they might not look quite right there in terms of exposure. And let's look at those outer lines first, the one all, very much all the way to the left and the one all the way to the right. If something crosses that left line, then that's underexposure. It's black. It's hard to save any detail there. There's no detail there. Same thing with the right-hand side. If you have something cross the right line of the histogram, the right border of the histogram, hey, that's overexposure. Nothing left there, white. Nothing to salvage. No detail. The more important lines are the quarter from the left line and the quarter from the right line. And whatever is on the quarter from the left line is, well, it's going to look like black, but with texture. Imagine a black piece of clothing, for example. You want the wrinkles, you want the details in there. And that's when you put this on the histogram, when this is on the histogram on the left quarter line, that's when it looks good. The same thing with white things with texture. Look at the right quarter line, the one that's, or three quarters from the left or one quarter from the right. If you have, let's say, a sheet of paper or a white wall or a wedding dress or something, if that sits on that three quarters line from the left or one quarter from the right, it'll look just perfect. It'll look fine. It'll have enough detail. It will just be the way it'll look the way it's supposed to look. And why I chose this as the opener of the show, we'll find out after these words. And this week's episode is again supported by Jimdo.com. Jimdo is the one-stop shop for you to build your website, no matter if for your business, for a personal project, for your blog, or your photography portfolio. It's also one of the fastest ways for you to get started without any prior knowledge. Choose one of the professional designs, upload your photos and copy, and that's it, you're done. But it's not just your own website. You can easily add a shop, and if you are in the EU that is compliant with local laws, it's simple to add a blog, and I've even seen people use Jimdo to post their own podcasts. You don't need to learn HTML or CSS. It's a WYSIWYG interface. Very simple. What you see is what you get. And it supports a mobile-first approach. Your site will look amazing on all sorts of screen sizes, from your smartphones up to big desktop computers. You don't even need a computer to build your website. You can do everything right from their app on your iOS or Android smartphone. To get started, you can build a free Jimdo website and you can keep that free site. But then, if you want to enable full features and get your custom domain and email address, they're Pro package comes at just €5 a month. That's about half of the price of major competitors. Not just that, Jimdo has also cut a special deal for all you friends of the Top Floor. If you use code TOPFLOOR on checkout, you get 20% off your first year of Jimdo Pro or Jimdo Business. Go to jimdo.com/topfloor to find out more and get 20% off your first year of Jimdo Pro and Jimdo Business. That's jimdo.com/topfloor and use offer code TOPFLOOR on checkout. Thanks for the support.
Hi Chris, this is Sal from North Hollywood. Can you help me get details in my white? It always seems that I can't get any details. Either it's all blown out. I always look at a photo magazine, especially wedding magazines. It seems like their whites always seems to have good detail. Any help that you could give me or tips would be much appreciated. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the question, Salvador. Details in the whites. Yeah, it's a histogram thing. It's where this thing falls on the histogram. And you decide where this falls on the histogram by, well, giving the picture the right exposure. And there are several ways to do this. We'll probably touched on this a million of times in the previous episodes. So you can use exposure compensation. You can learn how to manually expose. And the problem that you're seeing with blown out whites is often in high contrast situations. And you mentioned wedding magazines. So a classical situation, you have a bride and a groom, very traditional wedding, groom in black, bride in white. And if you have a lot of contrast between those two straight away. If you shoot in a high contrast light situation, let's say you go out in the bright sunlight, in the direct sunlight, then you will add to the already high contrast. And the camera might not be able to resolve that. Your camera might not be able to see all that contrast range at the same time. You can with your eyes. Our cameras are not as good with our eyes when it comes to resolving contrast. So direct sunlight might not be the right light for shooting this kind of shot. It's easy to blow out the highlights there, and it's very difficult to fix in post, especially if you're shooting JPEG. So first suggestion here, shoot raw. Shoot raw and do not do JPEG, because in JPEG you lose so much information that it's hard to fix that later. What's even more important, you need to reduce the contrast in the scene. If you have too much contrast in the scene and your camera cannot expose every part of the scene because it just doesn't have the latitude, then there are two ways to do this pretty much. There's a hard way and there's an easy way. The harder way is add artificial light to brighten the dark stuff in the scene, which means you will bring the dark, let's say the groom, you bring the groom's tuxedo up to a level that is a bit closer to the dress of the bride. But again, it will require you to bring lights and just, yeah, adding more light is always difficult. The easy way is shoot on an overcast day. Use a light situation that doesn't have as much contrast. And if you don't have an overcast day, if it's a beautiful sunny summer day, then move the couple into the shade under a tree behind the house, somewhere where the sun doesn't directly shine on them and where the background is also nicely not in direct sunlight. In indirect sunlight, you have a much more diffuse light situation, and that is easier for your camera to handle. And then, of course, you will end up having to post-process your photos. You'll have to end up working on them as well. It's often the case that it's still a lot of contrast in the photo and it doesn't look fine. And that's why in Lightroom, for example, you have the highlight slider where you can bring the highlights a bit down, and you have a shadow slider where you can bring the shadows a bit up. So you can kind of, as long as your camera captured all those differences in brightness, you will have these sliders and they will actually do something and they will actually work. But again, it depends on what you captured and how you captured it. Landscape photographers have a similar problem. You have a foreground, and if that's a dark rock, then that's it and you can expose for it. But then you also have a bright sky maybe, and the sky has bright clouds in it and maybe the sun, and it's lit very, very bright compared to the foreground. Big contrast situation, same thing, just not a groom and a bride, but a foreground and a background. Now, what they will do often, because you cannot take the landscape and take it in the shade, might not look nice. it's too big anyway. So you can fix this at least to a certain extent by using an ND grad filter, which is a half ND filter, which you will then put in front of the sky. So you darken down the sky, bring it closer to the brightness of the foreground, and then you can, in post-processing, work on it. So let me summarize. Learn to read the histogram. Learn what belongs where in the histogram. Shoot raw and learn to expose so that everything in the scene is within the histogram and you can fix things easier this way. And if you need to capture a very, very big latitude in brightness, take your subjects and take them in the shade or in an overcast lighting situation. And that was it for this episode of Tips from the Top Floor. Thank you again for your support, and thanks to Jimdo.com for making this episode possible. Check out that histogram and stay away from the far edges if you want to keep detail in your shadows and highlights. And remember, we still have the March Slack photo challenge going. Topic for this challenge is water. And at the end of March, I will pick three of your photos and review them here on the show. And to participate, all you'll have to do is shoot a fresh photo and submit it to the TFTTF Slack. And if you're not on the TFTTF Slack just yet, Russ will be happy to invite you in. The link is in the description of this episode. Music for the show by Jeff Smith, Silent Partner and Hans-Peter Kagerud. Publishing and Slack Challenges by Release Pixie, Matt Rafsitar Armstead. Slack Invitations by Chief Invitation Officer CIO Rusty Russ. My name is Chris Marquardt. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter at Chris Marquardt, Chris MarquardT. And of course, go out and take amazing photos. Be nice to each other. And happy shooting.